Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for our youth movement listeners. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida, which is where I presently reside and where I have begun this movement to raise awareness, bring empowerment, and create change in our society, but particularly in the lives of our youth. Primarily, I am working with youth from 12 to 18, but this is really for adults to help and equip themselves with what they need in order to support the youth that we have growing up right now. So this basically is for those people who have children or people who relate to children or people who care about being a difference maker in the lives of kids. And I would venture to say that right now where we are in society, we must really take an account of where we are. I mean, we must really raise the bar with awareness to what it is that we need to be doing ourselves as adults to make a difference for these kids, because kids do are guided by basically what we do and what they see. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, having an 8-year-old, that a lot of what I say and what I do does not match, and that is basically because of my own maybe difficulty, challenges, and ability to really have a life with balance and know where I'm going, know how it is that I need to do it, being concerned with so many areas of my life that are not where they need to be. And it is very challenging to be able to get everything in check and do it in front of your children's eyes. So, you know, we only have one day. We only have a certain amount of hours that we are able to work on ourselves or work on our projects or work on our career and still be able to fulfill the many different responsibilities that we have. So what I'd like to bring to your attention is that tomorrow we will be having an amazing show with an author, Jim Flood, who has created a book on balance. And this book reads very, very fast, very easy. It's a 96-page book, and it details 8 different characteristics of how to get your life in balance and in check with truly who you are and your purpose in life and who you are spiritually in order to have the best life possible. And when I began to read the book, I was able to see how Jim has such an ability to be able to pinpoint exactly these areas that oftentimes become very difficult to deal with, but he's able to make a difference with one sentence. And that I find that it's very strong, very, very, very indicative to what we need right now in order to be able to be empowered. So let's definitely tune in next tomorrow at 12 noon. Now, what I'd also like to bring about is in the past I worked with various network marketing companies, and one of the companies was this tremendous in being able to share education with its members from master teachers like Brian Tracy or Jim Rohn, just a lot of different personal development gurus and teachers and trainers that have made it a study to really define who we are as people and to equip people with empowerment and with education that allows us to work better and more effectively as individuals and also as teams. So I'd like to share with you some words of wisdom that was compiled for a team. Number one, no one can ruin your day without your permission. Number two, most people will be about as happy as they decide to be. Three, others can stop you temporarily, but only you can do it permanently. Number four, whatever you are willing to put up with is exactly what you will have. 5. Success stops when you do. 6. When your ship comes in, make sure you are willing to unload it. 7. You will never have it all together. 8. Life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the trip. 9. The biggest lie on the planet. When I get what I want, I will be happy. 10. The best way to escape your problem is to solve it. 11. I've learned that ultimately, takers lose and givers win. 12. Life's precious moments do not have value unless they are shared. 13. If you don't start, it's certain you won't arrive. 14. We often fear the thing we want most. 15. Everyone hears what you say. Friends listen to what you have to say. Best friends listen to what you don't say. 16. Yesterday was a deadline for all complaints. 17. Look for opportunities, not guarantees. 18. Life is what's coming, not what was. 19. Success is getting up one more time. 20. Now is the most interesting time of all. 21. When things go wrong, don't go with them. 22. Sometimes the majority only means that all the fools are on the same side. 23. God can mend all broken hearts. You just have to give him all the pieces. 24. A person who asks a question might be a fool for 5 minutes, but a person who doesn't ask is a fool forever. 25. A best friend is like a four-leaf clover, hard to find and lucky to have. 26. A friend is someone who reaches for your hand but touches your heart. 27. A coincidence is when God performs a miracle and decides to remain anonymous. 28. I don't have to attend every argument I'm invited to. 29. Your worst days are never so bad that you are beyond the reach of God's grace, and your best days are never so good that you are beyond the need of God's grace. 30. Our eyes are placed in front because it is more important to look ahead than to look back. And I was just handed one, and it says, God provides the lifeboat to your life, but you have to climb in it for yourself. So these here are just thoughts, words of wisdom, and I would say that if you listen to some of them, you're able to pinpoint a few of them that really touch you and that maybe reveal a little about you and about where you are and about where you're going, maybe where you've been. For me, one of them that really strikes is number 4, whatever you are willing to put up with is exactly what you will have. And why this, to me, means so much is because we've heard it said in the past, you get what you expect. You get what you settle for. And this really touches us in every area of our lives, whether it is our financial area and how we are with money and how we regard money and how, you know, all of these different areas of who we are as people that get submerged and immersed and just get confused in this whole element of what money means and what money does and basically what money signifies to us in our lives. You know, this is one area where you can actually say, yeah, you know what, let me look at where I am right now, and based on what I've done and based on my results, what can I say? Now, the same thing for relationships, and I think relationships may be even a more difficult and a more challenging area because we're dealing with a whole new human being, a whole different person, and it's what people say, you know, you get the person that you deserve or you get the person that you settle for or you attract the person that you are being. And I've always had a difficult time understanding the validity of that. I really did not understand it conceptually until it happened to me physically and until I was able to actually have firsthand experience in what that meant. And I see it, and I see it now, and I see the effects of it, and I see how it affects every area of our lives. And it brings about just this whole awareness of who we are as people, who we are spiritually, who we are emotionally, who we are mentally, who we are physically, and how do we change it? How do we go forward? How do we not settle for what's there? How do we create change? How do we create change in ourselves so that other people will be influenced by it? Because I really think that as much as we want to change other people and as much as we want to encourage or we want to advise, people aren't going to change if they don't want to change. And that brings about a whole element of personal responsibility. And it's really about a sense of having a strong conviction for who you are as a person, for how you see yourself, for self-love, for validation of yourself. And nobody can really give you that. People can help you. People can encourage you. People can give you a book. You can listen to audios. You can go there and get coaching. You can buy yourself a new dress. You could buy yourself a new car. You can do whatever you want to do. But these feelings of worthlessness, of being worthy and of having value for who you are as a person, that comes from an inner sense of self. And that really comes from your spiritual connection to a higher entity and to your own acknowledgement of who you are as a human being and as a person. And for me, I've been very fortunate that from the beginning, I've always relied on knowing that God had a purpose for me and that He created me in this great image and that He wants me to manifest my purpose and my call, and He's made me and equipped me. Now it's my job to figure it out and to make it come out. It's my job to have confidence in myself, and it is my job to have the willingness and the energy and the fortitude to go forward and to not give up. But also through life, I will tell you that we will continuously take paths that necessarily do not help us. And for me, again, my gift was that even when situations didn't help me, I made it seem like it helped me. And I still used it for something. So sometimes the bites that I had from that circumstance didn't really touch me, because I wasn't looking at it as a downfall. I wasn't looking at it as going down the wrong path. I was just looking at it as, well, this is another result, and this has taught me something, and you know, and I would just use it always. But to where I am right now, in 2009, and where I want to be, and where how I want to make things happen, so that I can really manifest my true calling, my true purpose, is where now I must take all that and say, you know what didn't work and what needs to take place now? What must I do now in order to make a difference? What must I do now in order to not go down that same path? And I am more determined than ever to make it happen, because there comes a time when you have to say enough is enough, and there comes a time when you have to really raise your own awareness, raise your own level of responsibility, and when you can't excuse yourself or you can't blame other people, you must step up to being that person that you see yourself as being, irrespective of who's around you, irrespective of your relationships. This is a relationship with you, with yourself. And when you are doing what you claim you are equipped to do, or when you're doing what you've always wanted to do and you're doing it the way that you see needs to be done, and you're creating a change and you're creating results, then other people can adjust their behavior. And if they're not according to par, they're not according to what you value and what your priorities are, then at that point you're able to discuss that and figure out what's going to happen and see how people are going to work together. Negotiate, change, transform, but change needs to take place, and it needs to start with us. So I'd like to share with you a lesson that came to me. And I really can't tell you exactly who brought it to my attention, but this is part of the coaching lessons here that help us to deal with our own behavior. And the title is Overcoming Self-Defeating Behavior. And it's a series of 5 steps that can actually put you on that road to helping yourself out. So take a pen and a paper and then jot them down, and you can always come back to this audio and really take the exercises on. But you definitely, if you're not happy with where you are, if you're not happy with what's taking place in your life and in your relationships, with your mate, with your career, with your money, then just start stepping up and don't hide from it. Don't put a Band-Aid on your situation. Because the worst thing you can do is think or make believe like nothing is wrong when things aren't going right. And the only way that you can make a change is by saying it and then taking action on it and then measuring it and seeing how you need to continuously change the energy that you're putting into it. So here, let's begin. With step 1, raise your level of awareness and respond. Become aware of your thoughts, words, behaviors, and actions. Identify the self-defeat. Become consciously aware of the inner voice. What is telling you, and respond to it. Don't just react. You can actually change your core values and beliefs if your current ones are not serving you. Now, while that is true, it's easy to say, but more of a challenge to do. Because in order to change your core values and beliefs, you must go through a series of introspective exercises and strategies so that you can understand why you have the values that you do, why you have the beliefs that you have, how did they begin, where did they start, who generated them, how did you create a dislike or an aversion towards something, you know, who's responsible? Is it society? Is it your upbringing? Is it the people in your life, your partners, your family relationships, your relatives, your parents, or is it yourself? And then once you have a certain value or belief, how do you change it? But how do you change it long term? How do you bring it into you so that you can actually see this as your new way of being? So all of these things require conditioning. They require three levels of not just awareness, but they require three steps to change. So that is something that you know, it's worth mentioning, but it's also worth you understanding that it's going to take more than just you in a moment deciding to, and then there you are. Number two, decide what you want. In parentheses, it says set goals. Now, I would tell you that it is good to decide what you want, but oftentimes it is better to know what it is that you want from the beginning. Because when you know what your ultimate goal is and what your ultimate star is, then you are guided by that and you are pulled by that. If you see in the distance this shining star of your ultimate dream and of your ultimate passion and how you see yourself being and what you see yourself doing and how you see yourself acting and behaving and surrounded by, when you're able to see such a gleam in the distance there in your path, then you're able to bring in all of these different things that you are. And you're able to choose different areas and different categories of things that are going to help you to go forward. So I would say that deciding what you want really is very important. And most of the people know what it is that they don't want. Ask yourself, you know, what do I want? And you'll probably say, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's challenging to have a clearly defined concept of what it is that you want. And I think our society doesn't help us for us to really step up and say, this is what I want. And because it's almost like, oh, you're so selfish, you're so vain, you think so much about yourself. When in reality, you got to know what you want. And if you look back in history and you look at all these people that have created and manifested their life's purpose, they knew from the beginning what it was that they wanted. You know, they really knew from the beginning. And for me, I've always known that I wanted to help people and help youth. I've always known that. That for me is my ultimate purpose, ultimate quest. And how that looks to me is being able to create a business and being able to be a person of worth and be a woman of model behavior, be a genuine individual, have integrity, be a person that walks the talk, and be a person whose gifts she's able to create a difference for many people and really bring about the spirit of God and our purpose as human beings. So by knowing that, even when I falter, even when I fall down, I'm able to get up because I still see that star in front of me. You know, and when something comes that's difficult, then I say, well, this is part of the lesson. I'm supposed to learn this so that I can get stronger. I'm supposed to learn this so that my character can be built. I'm supposed to look at this so that I'm able to, down the road, say, oh, this is not where I'm going. So, you know, it's really about really understanding for yourself what it is that you want and not being afraid to say it. It is important for you to fully grasp the meaning of the simple concept, starting with the end in mind. All things, whether being good or bad, are really created twice. That's right, created twice. Thought comes first, and through clarity of thought, creation always follows. Developing clarity of what you want in life can be reduced to one line. What you are looking for in life is exactly what you are looking with. What you are looking for in life is exactly what you are looking with. Step 3, Align your goals with your beliefs and your values. Once you are clear on your values and beliefs, any choice, decision, or goals you consider will be considered only through the alignment of your values. Your thoughts, behaviors, and actions will fall in alignment with the same. You will no longer be reacting but responding. Now, this is good, provided that your beliefs and your values are aligned with you seeing yourself as a human being who can. If you are seeing yourself under good light, then your beliefs and your values are aligned. But if you do not see yourself as a capable individual, if you do not see yourself as someone worthy, if you do not see yourself as someone who can, then your goals aren't going to be aligned because you're not going to have any goals. So again, this is all about really identifying with your inner self and your inner purpose, who you are as an individual. And these things are all based on the beliefs that you've created, based on your experience. If you've been brought up in an environment where you were consciously encouraged, where you were given great pictures of life and opportunities and an ability to really look at yourself as someone greater than your circumstance, then you will have grown with an awareness about your possibilities rather than your limitations. But if you were brought up in an environment where all that you got was berating and everything is gloom and doom and your possibilities aren't really there for you because you can't make them happen because this is what happened in your generation and your mom and your dad and your family, then your outlook is not going to be so bright. So in reality, it goes back down to I, like, who am I? What am I? What am I capable of doing? Am I capable of having whatever I want? Well, yes, provided that you do whatever it is that you need to do in order to get it. And that may require a lot of different transactions. It may require a lot of different philosophies or schools of thought, a lot of different preparation to make you be that individual that you want to be. So, again, aligning with your beliefs and your values is something that is so important that is something that you build up from being very young. And if these things are not in alignment to empower you, then you got to understand that you can change it. But before you can change it, you have to understand that there is work involved and you must be willing to do the work in order to change it. There's nothing wrong with that. But you do have to become responsible to yourself and say, I am willing to be responsible and do the work. Can do it for you, and the work hurts. The work hurts simply because you have to now involve your emotions. You have to involve your emotional IQ, meaning you have to be willing to feel those emotions because they're going to be coming up, but not get stuck in them. This is not one of these things that we're going to go into immersion for you to just go hang out and willow and victimize yourself. It's merely you're going to tap this area in order for you to understand and then in order for you to choose. Now, step four, become resourceful. I've always said it's not about your resources, but about your resourcefulness. We all have resources. We all have so many resources that we fail through our beliefs and our values. We fail to use them. I am guilty of that right now, right here, right now. I have an enormous network and platform of resources. So many different people that are out there making a difference for so many others, so many people that have put their lives on hold to learn something so that then they could share it with others, people who have experienced transformation and who now are putting it together through programs or through presentations or through seminars. Just so many people whose life's experience have created a difference for themselves as well as for others, that through this we have businesses and we have partnerships and we have products and we have services. So, you know, resourcefulness comes from being able to look at that and say, how can I use this best? How can I apply it? So it says here in this box, there's two sides. On the left side, we have excuses, and on the right side, we have resourceful. So under excuses, we have time, money, management, spouse, and economy. Under resourceful, I have creativity, determination, passion, purpose, consistency. So you can use that, and this should work into your mind and help you to figure out the areas of your life where you can see. You know, and for example, with excuses, we all say we have excuse of time. Yeah, but we all get the same amount of time. It's just how we use it. If we are not good with it, then we need to come together with someone who can help us create a time plan or create chunking. Chunking as in how can we put our time together, areas of our day where we can invest specific themes to it. So let's say, for example, me, I am the worst person when it comes to time management. I would fail. I wouldn't be allowed near the door if it weren't for time management. And that's just the way that I never learned. I don't know. And it's not an excuse, even though it sounds like an excuse. But right now, in order for me to go forward, I must become very good at time management. So how am I going to do it? I know there are models, and I know that there are ways through which I can, through my day's schedule, I can chunk down areas of my time, and I can actually create a graph, even color it, where I can say, okay, for these 2 hours from 9 to 11, this is when I'm going to use that time, no interrupt time. That's where I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. Then I'm going to have my creative time. And the creative time is where I'm going to put together my programs. Then I'm going to have another hour where I can just write emails or check on my email list. You know, and that allows me to realize that, okay, during this amount of time, this is when I'm working. Now, in the area of my spirituality, I can say, okay, at this time, I'm going to take some time down to de-stress. I'm going to read a part of the scripture. Or I'm going to read a self-help book, a chapter of it. And then for the next 2 hours, that's when I'm going to spend time with my son. I'm going to engage, and I'm going to take him to the park. Again, this is all the stuff that has gone through my head. But to put it all together and actually follow it, that is a discipline. That is merely a discipline that requires for me to commit and for me to have it there, for me to print it out, put it in front of me, in front of my computer, in front of my desk, put it in my room, put it in the areas where I sit most of the time or where I'm walking past, so that I'm constantly and consistently looking at it. And I know that if I follow it, my performance will shoot up. My results will increase. I can't even explain to you how much. I just know it. Then my ability to, at the end of the day, come around and say, you know what, my day today was well spent, and I'm very happy. That's right there an example for you to follow. So let's go on with step 5 as we are nearing the end of the show. Create the vision of your new habit or behavior. Hey, I hadn't even read it, and look, that's exactly what I just told you about, visualization. It is a very simple yet powerful technique that uses mental imagery and positive intention to help you achieve your goals and desires much faster. When you take the time to regularly visualize, you not only fuel your motivation, which drives positive action, you increase the potential of your goal becoming your reality. So visualize yourself and see yourself the way you want to see yourself. Don't allow doubt to come in and take you from it. You only have two options: either stay the way that you are and keep on having the results that you've had, or change. And understand that change is challenging because you have been conditioned to do things, say things, think of things, and work on things the way that you have for all these years. So through repetition, you become skilled at whatever results you have. And we all have that. So in order to convert it and change it, we have to become conscientious, we have to take action, we have to continuously, you know, not kill ourselves, not knock ourselves off, but reward ourselves with just our own incentive of believing in ourselves and allowing ourselves to go forward, not expecting perfection, but expecting some level of improvement. Even if you just write the stuff down, that's already improving because you're taking action. So, and the faster you do it, the more intentional you are about it, then the faster you're going to get results. So focus. If you focus on it, you'll get more meaning, more energy will come into that, and you can start involving yourself in achieving areas that will create a different behavior for your actions. So tomorrow, stay tuned for the program with Jim Flood. on balance, and I look forward to seeing you once again on Block Talk Radio with Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement and The Power to Be You, which is about you having the power to bring awareness, empowerment, responsibility, and change for our world. This is Sandra Bueno signing out.